Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America in English. From tactical analysis
pelota para la banda izquierda.
To player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking all things Club America in English as we gear up to the preseason ahead of Saturday's matchup against Inter Miami in Vegas. And then, of course, we got so much more to talk about in regards to the league and everything going on with the U23s kind of stepping up and taking part of the start of the league in regards to the first team not being available because they're still doing preseason. So we have a full show. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. And joining me today to run down everything with Club America is none other than everyone's beloved and favorite cowboy, Dylan. How are we doing, my friend?
Doing good. Doing good. Sorry I'm late. Welcome everybody to the show. Glad to have some Inter Miami fans here, too. This could be a great show.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great show. We're going to get some Inter Miami experts in here. And, I might as well just do that. Let me introduce none other than Daniel and Chris from the Battered Heron Inter Miami podcast. Did I get that right, gentlemen? I'm terrible with names sometimes.
Battered Herons. Battered Herons Inter Miami podcast. We've been doing it for this is our fourth season now. So, pretty messy for everybody out there that wants to know if we're one of the plastic fans. We were here before Messi, so we are not plastic fans. Chris, you are on mute, I believe.
So yeah, you're actually right. It's pretty typical. I'm on mute, and you're absolutely right. We're before we came in before Messi. First of all, I have to commend your intro. Like any intro with the Eagle is amazing. So congrats on that. Like I am going to definitely steal that and put that in our intro right away.
Absolutely.
For no reason. We're just going to start. Nobody knows what sound the heron makes. So we're just going to tell everybody that's what a heron sounds like.
Yeah.
Hey, go for it. I don't think anyone would argue against that with you guys. So by all means.
But yeah, essentially.
It's a pleasure to be on here. We appreciate it, man. Having us on.
Yeah. Yeah. Much appreciated. Yeah. We've been doing this in this space for a couple years now, you know, covering the team before Messi. And then, of course, after Messi, it's been fun. A lot of dedicated fans, and it's definitely been a really good experience.
No, absolutely. It's great. And I know that you guys have definitely been covering the team and have done an extensive great job with it from the looks of it. And I know that, you know, we've had a couple of colleagues go on and speak to you guys before too. So, I mean, you guys come with very good, highly recommendations. So, yeah, I mean, we're excited. This should be fun. Obviously, a lot of people want to know exactly whether or not they're going to see Messi play on Saturday. And I'm sure you guys will give us kind of the answer regarding to that. But besides Messi talk, I think there's a lot more to kind of break down here, Dylan. And I guess we might as well just jump into the preview because this should be a fun matchup. I think both teams are coming into this one. Obviously, both starting off their preseason, even though it's a little weird that we already started our very own league. So,
right, how many games are into it? Are you already?
Only one. We're only one game into it so far.
Okay. So this is just a random friendly, and then you go back to the second game right after.
Actually, we have our second game on Thursday against Tijuana, and then we have the preseason on Saturday. But don't worry, our players are right now in San Diego. They're not even worried about the league. We're using our under 23 squad. They're the ones taking care of business right now in regards to the first team. The first team's in San Diego getting preseason done, which is actually exciting, Dylan, because we haven't had a proper preseason for this squad in about 2 years, I want to say. It's always seemed very chaotic back and forth, and it's like a quick start, and especially after being a three-peat champion, you feel like you never really have an opportunity to start preseason with such a quick and chaotic start to the season with Liga MX.
Yeah, it seemed kind of weird too because I don't remember this happening last year. I feel like like we had those 2 weeks off after winning, you know, the Apertura, and then we got back into the groove of things. But you know, this it's a little different right now. You know, it is a weird place right now for the team. But you know, it's back to getting to see some of the regular starters that we're used to seeing, some of the big stars that we see for Medica play. So that's really exciting.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Should be fun. Should be great. And
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, so go for
you guys. You guys started your season, but your A team isn't playing in those games.
Correct.
That's wild.
Yeah. Was it just? I mean, I don't even know if they're. I mean, I guess technically the first team players, but I mean they're not rested or started. But was Nested and didn't Nested play?
We had three players from the senior team that played in the first matchup.
Yeah.
Wow. Which was the backup goalkeeper, a backup center back, and then kind of another backup midfielder. So it wasn't really any A-level players either. It sounds weird.
Yeah, it does sound crazy. Is that normal?
No, it's not. This is why I'm saying that this is so exciting. This team hasn't had a preseason in such a long time because it's been so quick, the turnaround with Liga MX starting so soon. And then in the summer, you have all your A-list players playing in international duties like Copa America, Copa Oro. So you have all these players that are absent and aren't really able to do preseason with their squad. And you just jump right into the start of the season. And so what America did this time around was that they decided that what we're going to do is we're not going to worry so much about the start of the season. We're going to give the youngsters the opportunity to kind of make a name for themselves, and then we'll do a proper preseason. We'll go, we'll train, and then we'll have a proper preseason matchup, and then we'll start slowly kind of adjusting ourselves back into the swing of things.
That's very interesting. I had never heard of that. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's the first for us. Trust us.
Well, the last game that you guys had, you guys played against Querétaro. Mm-hmm.
Yes, was the matchup.
Right?
Querétaro.
And you. Yeah, Querétaro, you guys played against them, and you actually won. They got a red card in that game, but you guys actually pulled off a win in that game.
Yes, correct. And that was, I want to say, 90% of those players were U23 players.
Yeah.
So a lot of them were making their debut for the first time. Wow. A lot of them were barely starting to kind of, you know, get a taste of what professional football was like, and. I mean, we got to give props to the kids. They came out. They demonstrated that they wanted an opportunity. And they're going to have a second one against Cholos on Thursday because they're going to be the ones to take care of that game as well. So it's interesting.
Though. It is. It's very interesting. I mean, I don't know. It's you guys got a game before us, and I anticipate that you're going to see some starters starting to take some time into the game, no? Like at some point.
Yeah, our starters or your starters?
No, your starters, especially since you guys are just getting into sort of the swing of things.
No, yeah, absolutely. The majority of all the players are starters and bench players that are out in preseason right now. So it's we're anticipating a good 45 to 60 minutes of the full starters, and then we'll do some substitutions. But still, even the substitutes going in are borderline starter players as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. Go ahead.
Very cool.
All right. Well, I might as well just jump into this because I think with your question, I think we already kind of opened the floodgates into what this game is potentially going to be. So obviously both teams are coming into this as preseason. I think for your guys' perspective, it's a little bit different than ours. Like we just explained, ours is a little bit more different, right? You don't really hear about a team starting their season and then still having to kind of go through preseason themselves.
Right.
What is it that you guys are looking for within this first matchup? I know that you guys were talking about it yesterday when you guys were having your podcast, saying that, you know, some of you guys weren't so excited about it because it wasn't really going to be a game that's counting. Others were, you know, looking forward to this one to kind of see a couple of the youngsters. Where do you guys kind of fall in regards to this game? Does it mean much, or is it just another one of these glorified friendlies to you guys?
I guess I'll start. One of the main things we're looking for is Javier Mascherano. His first game technically as the manager. So we're kind of curious to see his tactics, what formation he comes out in, how aggressive he might be playing, whether he's pressing high, which was something that, or playing with a high line, which is something we suffered with a lot last year when they would get caught on the counterattack. Our slow defenders couldn't catch up. So like, those are the subtleties that we're looking for. For those wondering, Messi is going to play. Now the question is how long he plays. I doubt he starts. He might come in maybe the 60, 70th minute. You are going to see Messi. I don't know, again, how long he'll play, but he is going to play. But unlike Club America, our teams, because of the salary cap in the MLS, aren't as deep as your teams. So our B team wouldn't come out and beat a team in the regular season. So we're not as excited to see, you know, our young draft picks here that we just drafted, because they're not going to see any minutes during the regular season. So that's why some of us aren't necessarily thrilled for the preseason, because unfortunately, if our starters don't play, you'll still see some backups that are going to get some playing time. But for the most part, like, we're not as excited as obviously you guys would be. Or like you said, the backups that come in after those 60 minutes that your starters play are players that are borderline starters also. Whereas in the MLS, it's not as likely that you see stuff like that. So that's why we're not as excited.
Okay.
Chris? Well, all right.
And I guess aside from that, like, it's the biggest reason, and Danny mentioned it, is essentially we want to see Javier Mascherano in action, right? We go from having Tata Martino, who was sort of like this elevated great coach, to now we have a guy that's never had experience coaching a club, right? Aside from that, you know, you kind of know what you're going to get from Messi, Busquets, and Suarez, and Jordi Alba, right? I don't think that they're going to see more than 20 minutes max in any game in preseason, maybe other than the last one that they're going to be having. But for the most part, I do think that everybody kind of wants to see what's the strategy going to be like. What's this coach going to do? How? I mean, the substitutions, we're going to be able to play all kinds of players at any given time of the game. So I think the focus is more on the coach, to be perfectly honest.
Well, that is interesting. I mean, you guys are kind of starting a new era with, obviously, your new manager, obviously, and then you guys want to see what that all is going to unfold like. Dylan, we're on the opposite spectrum of that, right? We just had a scare with our manager potentially leaving to Brazil, and we were able to lock him in. Obviously, a guy who has won us 6 titles in 2 years. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? The numbers are very much impressive. What is it that I think, if you had to explain it to our Inter Miami listeners from an America perspective, what is it that we're looking most forward to this matchup in regards to our team and what we want to see from them?
Yeah, I think really, you know, especially since it's going to be a good chunk of our starters, like you said, Ivan, a lot of them are going to play that 45, 60 minutes, and, you know, some of these bench players coming in to get their feet wet too for the season. I'm just really curious to see, you know, where this team kind of picks up, you know, after like about a 2 week, you know, 2.5 week break, especially since, you know, they haven't played since that final on not too long ago. It's really curious to see how it'll go for me, because, you know, we started the season playing this like back four line, you know, and then we kind of switched it up and started going towards this back five. And so I just really want to see how that kind of shakes up and where, how did Ned really see the team, whether he sticks with it, you know, especially, I really kind of think he does, especially since we haven't really brought nobody in this transfer window. So I'm just really curious to see what that back line is going to look like and how strong it could be.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there is something interesting about this preseason, because obviously, we weren't happy with the results that we were getting last season. I know it's crazy to think that I'm over here complaining about the fact that we ended up being champions, even though that, you know, we ended up in the position that we did in the table. Regardless,
yeah, it's crazy.
I do think we want to go back to seeing an America that's very dominant, an America side that's very well organized on the pitch and on the ball. And I do think that Jardines trying to figure out what formation is going to work for him again. Is he going to go back to this 5-3-2 formation, or is he going to kind of fall back to his original 4-2-3-1, or is he going to find kind of an in-between? Those are answers that I think we're going to get in this matchup. And so it will be interesting. And I do think that there's a lot of players in this squad that are potentially fighting for a starting 11 spot. You know, we talk about a Diego Valdez who has been below par ever since he looked like Mr. Glass, right? This past season, just always breaking for one reason or another. Can Aguirre El Búfalo keep performing and putting in goals? I think that's the important part to kind of demonstrate and to see, can this squad go and compete, or should we press that panic button, Dylan, and say, why haven't we brought in kind of more talent to bolster the squad?
Yeah, I'd be interested to see where Davila fits in too. I mean, because he comes in from Russia, you know, he starts off pretty dang hot for the team. You know, he gets injured. And then remind me, Ivan, did he come back for the second leg of that Cruz Azul game? Or was it the first leg of the final? And we were just like, this isn't it. Like, this is not the deal. It wasn't for injury. Like, so it's just it'll be interesting to see where he plays out and what he's looking like.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this is a special moment for the Americanismo, just because, like I mentioned, never really had a preseason with this squad. Never actually really had a preseason with this manager. Remember, Dylan comes in a couple of weeks after Thanos' resignation, and hey, you got to start the season already. So yeah, all right, gentlemen, I want to ask something. Obviously, you guys know about big games, right? You guys already played in CONCACAF Champions Cup. You guys had that thriller against Monterrey. You guys know at stake what it is to go up against quote-unquote CONCACAF giants.
Right.
But have you guys ever had a matchup in regards to a team with a caliber like Club America? Because, I mean, not to toot our own horn here, but we are, quote-unquote, the giant of the region.
Well, I mean, just a side note. We also had a Mr. Glass. He's no longer with the team. You guys still have this guy, apparently. Mm-hmm. And you guys are playing like a half year like baby squad here. So, I mean, yes, you guys have been pretty competitive. I don't know as far as like, I'm pretty sure you're on it already. What's the stretch on them in the last, you know, year or so?
No, I wasn't looking at that. What I was going to say is that we played against Tigres last year in Leagues Cup. We have the experience against Monterrey because we played Tigres in Houston, I want to say. Yes. So there was a big Tigres representation there in the stadium. We played in Monterrey last year. So I know America were the champs and America.
Yes.
And I'm sure, obviously, you guys are America fans, so you guys are the big dogs.
Yes,
but, you know, because of the experience we got with Monterrey and Tigres, I don't think it'll shake us much. I actually like that we're getting to play you right now, because absolutely, my hope is that when we get to Champions Cup, the way things are lined up, we have a pretty nice path to the semifinal, where we would probably end up playing against Monterrey or Pumas. And if we make it to the final, it looks like America's on the other side. So I would love to get a look at your squad this weekend and possibly line up against you guys on June 1st. For the Champions Cup final. So that's what I'm seeing this as. I'm seeing this as we finally get to see America and kind of envision what things could look like just 5 months from now. So that's what I'm looking at this game as.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Rivera put it perfect on the chat. He said a sparring match for a potential CCC final.
There you go.
So yeah, it's obviously exciting whenever, you know, a team that has Messi, it's always an exciting game regardless, right? I mean, the name's a name, it's always going to be that.
Will you guys be out there?
No, unfortunately, no. It's some family stuff came, but
is there going to be a big America presence over there?
By far, yes.
Yeah,
yes. Okay. This is actually the second time that America is going to be playing in Vegas. The first time they played was against Chelsea back in 2022, and there was still a pretty big Club America presence there. Even though it was Chelsea. So I expect it to be majority Club America fans on Saturday. I want to say maybe 60-40.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not going to be a lot of Inter Miami fans going out there, but there'll be a lot of Messi fans for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's always a given.
Yeah.
But
so I can see that.
Well, that's been one of the things that a lot of teams have seen just across the country. More so on the West Coast than you see on the East Coast, is it's a little easier to travel, but you know, tickets have been very expensive for traveling fans, and the only people that are willing to fit the bill are the huge, colossal Messi fans who are willing to travel from the West Coast if they're on that side to be able to go see him. So, you know, that's where you'll see a little bit less of, you know, the supporter groups versus the hardcore Messi fans.
All right. Well, I guess it definitely will be something interesting to watch on. This game actually is going to be available via TUDN USA.
And Apple TV.
And Apple TV, apparently. Okay, nice. Well, that's going to be perfect. And I know for, this might be just odd if you're maybe listening to this in Mexico and you're thinking, how can I watch this in Mexico? You can watch it through VIX for free. I just happened to see the announcement. So, nice. Yeah, just there you go. If for whatever reason you're in Mexico that time and you want to watch the game, it's going to be free on VIX. So there you guys have it. What was your guys' initial reaction when you guys heard about this matchup, when both teams kind of announced it, right, that, you know, they're going up against each other? I want to ask the question to you guys, and then Dylan, I'll rephrase that question and ask it to you as well, because I think, like I mentioned, whenever you do play against a team that has Messi, it's always interesting. But your guys' perspective whenever this game was announced.
Well, I think that when this game was announced, it's essentially very Tory, right? Like a let's go over to the West Coast and have Inter Miami, have Messi play against the team out, you know, from Liga MX, right? I mean, that's what it felt like. Now, again, it's kind of like what Danny had mentioned. It feels like, you know, we're not going to get our full team for a long time. Everybody's going to have, you know, a pretty good amount of minutes. So it's overwhelming in terms of finally we're going to be able to play against a team like Club America, especially before the big tournament. But at the same time, it's kind of underwhelming because we kind of know that it's like a preseason for us. You guys are kind of getting into the motions of your season. So maybe it's a little bit more important in regards to, like, you know, for Club America. But for us, it's like legitimately the first game that we're playing.
Yeah, we're still more than a month out.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Danny.
No, we're still more than a month out of the season. Our first CCC game is on February 18th, and our season starts on February 22nd. So we still have a long way to go. So this is like, we just started training on Monday.
Yes.
So like we're like fresh. So I think they're gonna take it slow with all the starters. That's why I said you might see Messi 20-30 minutes maybe. They don't want to push anybody. Messi got injured during the preseason last year, so they definitely don't want to push him too hard. And when I first heard about this, what I was thinking is I was glad that it was in the United States, because last year we had that world tour where we went and we played in, what was it, Honduras, I think it was. Then we went to Saudi. Then we went to China. We ended in Japan. And then we had one last game here in Miami. And it was just wild. I was glad that we were staying in the States for the first game. And we're going around the Americas. We're going to go to Peru. We're going to go to Panama. I forgot the other country, also in Central America, and then we're finishing here in Florida. I'm just happy that we're staying in the Americas, because that world tour last year was a joke. It was. I get it, right? You got Messi, you're gonna try to milk it for all you can, but I mean, the world tour was a little silly.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dylan, I rephrase my question to you now. Whenever America does announce this, because this did come out of the blue, you know. It was during kind of the playoffs when they kind of dropped this on us, but kind of your take on, all right, we're starting, I guess, the season. We didn't know that this was going to be the case with the whole preseason. We just thought that it was going to be a game that was going to be thrown into the middle of our regular season, kind of like all the other friendlies that happened with America. But your thoughts on this matchup?
I just kind of took this, I mean, kind of like we said, like, we were taking the opportunity, I think, you know, to, I mean, even regardless, it's their first preseason game, you know, the first game back together for this, you know. I think this is a good opportunity for this side, because, you know, like we kind of mentioned, you know, there's a chance, you know, that we can meet in Conca Champions, and, you know, I just really need to test the waters with these guys, you know, especially coming out, like I've kind of mentioned, you know, being able to see what Harden has in plan, what he has in stored, you know, it kind of made me a little, not want to say excited, but made me a little bit, you know, excited for the future, because, you know, with the way the game was going for the playoffs for America, you know, it was like, okay, well, the club's staying ahead, you know. I just thought, you know, like I said, I was kind of a little weird that they dropped it off, like, during in the middle of everything, too. But, you know, we're here now, you know. I'm looking forward to now, especially seeing, like, my guy, Henry Martin, you know, hopefully he can do big things come Saturday. And so I'm just looking forward to it now at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it indeed. But let's get into the nitty-gritty of this matchup, actually. Would you guys be willing to kind of predict a starting 11 for Saturday? Or do you guys think it's too new to actually even anticipate anything like that?
It's difficult because this week we're heavy on signings. We got Tadeo Allende that just got here today. Ustari, we're not sure if he's going to report. He is our backup keeper. If we don't figure things out with him before Saturday, they're going to have to recall Drake from the U.S. men's national team where he's training with them. And they're going to have to recall him to our team so that he could fill in on Saturday to be the keeper. Because at the moment, since Drake's away, we don't have a keeper unless Ustari signs. We have Maxi Falcón from Colo-Colo in Chile. We just signed him today. So there's a lot of moving parts. We have no idea who's technically going to be on the roster by Saturday. Facundo Farias, what's projected to be our starting left winger. There's a lot of rumors that he might not be with us and that he might get it's almost like a trade, one for one, for a player from Racing in Argentina. So, like, it's hard to predict because of all the moving parts at the moment. What I can tell you is that I'm almost 100% sure that Messi won't be in the starting 11. Suarez probably won't be in the starting 11. Like, I don't think you'll see the four Barca guys, but I don't think they'll be starting. I think you're going to see Julian Gressel. You'll see who else? Robert Taylor. I mean, names that you're probably not familiar with, but these are the backups or the fringe starters when anybody's injured. Like, that's what you're going to see, I think, start the game.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense, right? I mean, new manager, he's trying to see what he has available, what he has to his disposal. I mean, on the other spectrum, I think, Dylan, we're not too sure what our starting 11 is going to be like either. We do know that we're going to see majority of our starters. But again, is that going to be a 5-3-2? Is that going to be a 4-2-3-1? I am going to go and say that Jardine reverts back to his 4-2-3-1 and maybe around the 60th minute tweaks it back to a 5-3-2 just to kind of see both sides of the spectrum. But yeah, I mean, obviously Malagón will be in net. That's a given. Henry Martin will be up top. And then Kevin Alvarez on the right. Who do you like for center backs with Sebastián Cáceres, Dylan? You want no Ramón Juárez, so it's going to have to be... Kind of like, oh, God, is it going to be Nestor? Okay, well, I guess he'll be Nestor. In the midfield, of course, Álvaro Fidalgo will be running the show. And then Sendejas on one wing and Brian Rodriguez on the other.
So you guys are going, you think you're starting, your top 11 are going to start the game and play a solid amount of that game?
Yes, absolutely. I think they get a good solid 40, minimum 45, yeah. Max 60.
Yeah. So that might be really bad, like as far as aesthetics go for us, because we're probably not starting our regular 11. So that those first 40, 45, you might put up a couple goals and we might not look as good. And I can't wait to hear all the fans react to that. So, okay.
Oh yeah. They're going to want everybody out. I mean, I believe that what's going to end up happening is you're going to see, you know, Messi and Jordi Alba starting alongside a bunch of our, you know,
you
alongside
think Messi and Jordi will start.
I think they'll start, and I think they'll start with a lot of our younger guys around them.
I don't think Messi starts at all.
And so, I mean, what? So you're going to bring him on, what, in the middle of the game? I think you should start him, work him in with the younger guys, and then at that point toss the game, bring in somebody else to play his position, and then you'll have Luis Suarez sprinkle in 20 minutes. I don't think that these guys are going to play more than 15. So,
dude, he's not going to start opinion, him. They're not going to take him off in the 15th minute, man.
I think once you get a little bit of Messi, everybody's going to be happy, excited, and then that's it. Let everybody go home early.
Ivan, do you think it's more exciting to see Messi start with the starting 11 or to see him take off
coming
his warm-ups
at the 75th
and walk
minute.
In and check into the game in the 60th minute? I think that that's more exciting, right? The crowd will get going crazy when they see him about to check into the game.
Yeah, but I think it's a double-edged sword, right? Because it depends on how the game's going. I mean, if the game's 0-0 and you're bringing on Messi off the bench, you're going to get in a enormous eruption, right? Because you're thinking, all right, he's going to be the game changer.
Come back.
If America's up by four and you're bringing on Messi, I don't think, you know, people are going to be like, well, a little too late now.
I think people still want to see him. I think that people, because again, at least for Inter Miami fans, I don't think we're worried about the result. Let me take that back. I'm not worried about the result. There's some Inter Miami fans that I'm sure going to overreact, but I'm not worried about the result. I just want to see how the team plays, and I just want to get out with no injuries, because we got our first preseason game last year. We lost our one of our key young players for the season with the torn ACL. I just want everybody to get out of there healthy. That's it. That's what I want.
I think both teams can agree to that, honestly. Yeah, for sure. America's been plagued with nothing but injuries this last season. So the last thing we want is to have anyone be stretched off. So, yeah, exactly. We're going to keep it simple, nice, and clean, and both teams walk out of it with no injuries whatsoever. That is the most ideal scenario. So it's interesting, right? Obviously, two different spectrums. I mean, regardless, if Miami does come out with a very... you know, B squad and America comes out with their full starters, I do think that this is an opportunity for these starters to gain momentum, gain some confidence, bag a couple of goals. You know, regardless, goals are goals, you know, and confidence will go a long way. And even if it is just a preseason, because the way you have to look at it is next week, you're right back into the action, Dylan. You have to go up against Santos. And so it's a very quick turnaround. And if you can get yourself going, even if it is off of preseason, then that's something to build on, you know, and I think that's important. Right. So
honestly, I'm just looking forward to seeing if Messi's going to wear his Medal of Freedom whenever he's up. I'll just say that.
That's a good one. Absolutely. Yeah,
they probably sent it over to him through DHL. It hasn't even gotten there yet. So.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. It'll be interesting to see. But one thing's for sure, anyone listening to this, don't worry. There's going to be Messi. How much Messi? No one knows. But there will be Messi, at least. Yep. You know? So it should be fun. He's playing. Should be great. All righty then. Gentlemen, any questions you have for us before I talk score predictions?
No, I don't have any questions. My only question was, were you guys going to take it seriously and were your starters going to be playing? And now that you said yes, I'm like, oh, man, our post-game show is going to be a mess.
Yes.
Well, we have to. It's our one and only game.
Your season already started. You got. Yeah, you got to. Yeah, for sure.
So, these guys have to get back into rhythm because they can't afford not to. And imagine in a world where your U23 team pulled up and got you 6 points, and you go in next week, and you flatline, and you don't walk away with 3 points. The criticism is going to rain heavily on these players, so they have to take this game very seriously.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Well then, with that said, Dylan, I don't have anything else to add on before we talk score predictions. Do you?
No, I'm good. No?
Alrighty then, gentlemen. I open the floor to you guys. What is your prediction for Saturday's matchup against us?
If you're starting 11 plays against our B team, I'm going to go 3-1. And I think Messi will send everybody home happy with a tap-in somehow. So I'm going to go 3-1 America, and Messi gets a tap-in in like the 82nd minute just to send everybody home happy. All the Messi fans that came to watch him don't care that they lost, but they saw him score. And America is rolling into their season with a 3-1 victory. So that's how I think it's going to go.
I'm not against that whatsoever. Chris?
I think if your full starting squad plays against Messi and a band of the kids, then I think it's going to be 3-2 that you guys win. If I don't think that your full squad, if your full squad doesn't start and we have half of our starting squad playing a good amount of minutes, I'd say it's 30 to 40, then I'd say that we'd win 3-2 pretty handedly.
All right. I like that.
That's just giving you both sides of the coin. Listen, I'm going a lot easier than I typically do in these predictions. I mean, the only reason I'm holding back is because I have no idea how many minutes anybody's going to be playing. You might be getting one of our left wingers play 20 minutes in goalie.
Well, from the sound of it, you guys might need a goalkeeper.
Yeah, we only have one.
Dylan's available.
There you go.
All righty then. Well, Dylan, what's your prediction for Saturday?
Well, I hate to break the enter guys' spirits and the Messi of fanboys, but I think we shut them out and we grab a 2-0 win.
2-0, that's nice. That's good. I mean, gosh, just with everything that we've been talking about, if you guys are coming in with this one as just with your B team and you're trying to figure out some players and we're coming in with everything we got, I need to see this team demolish.
Yeah.
You know,
you guys got to look good.
I want to say 4-0.
You guys got to look good. Yeah, you got.
I want to say 4-0, but that just seems rude of me with
just do it,
Dylan.
Just do it. I do it all the time.
That's fine. I will tell you one thing though. If you guys beat us like 2-1 and you don't look very convincing, I'm looking forward to June 1st because if you guys can't kick our ass now, we're going to demolish you on June 1st. That's all I want to just put out there.
All right. Well, I like it. Well, let's do this. Would you guys be willing to put your Club World Cup ticket on the line on June 1st?
I don't have a Club World Cup ticket. That's too expensive.
Yeah, I don't have one either. Yeah,
no, the actual team, Inter Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, what about... you mean like change, like switch and let you guys play in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was up to us.
If it was up to you guys, I'm just saying, if you guys are confident, we'd love a chance to get in there.
Depends on how you guys look on Saturday. If you guys don't look convincing against our B team, you guys have a problem. Yes, so
absolutely.
If you guys go ahead and do what you said 4-0, then I'm like, okay, that's a good team. But if you struggle against our B team, because remember, this is the MLS. B teams aren't very good in the MLS. So if you struggle against the B team in the MLS, then you guys might have a problem.
The A teams are underpaid already. The B teams are getting paid with food stamps and a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting, that is for sure. And look, we're looking forward to it. The game's going to be pretty late, right? So it's kind of prime time for Saturday. It's going to be 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. So you get to catch it on Apple TV, through the NA, VIX most likely as well in the States, just as much as it's going to be in Mexico. So yeah, lots of places. And then make sure you guys follow both of our podcasts. As we'll keep you guys up to date in regards to that matchup. And well, with that said, gentlemen, I really don't have anything else to kind of question you guys about. I'm excited for the game, and I'm excited to see both teams kind of face it off, and hopefully we do see each other on June 1st.
Oh, that's the plan, man. We were very polite today. I can't wait to have a podcast where things
bring actually all happen. The smoke. Bring all the smoke.
Yeah, when there's a final on the line.
That's it. That's what I want.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to say thank you guys so much for taking the time out, for coming on here. I know it's a little late for you guys over there, but absolutely just... thank you so much for taking the time out. And like I said, hopefully this is not the first and last time. Hopefully there's a little bit more times where we get to talk and repeat this situation.
Absolutely. No,
scratch us in. The final week of May. Preview show.
All right. We'll get you guys in.
We got it.
We'll lock it in. All right, and then, well, again, for anyone listening out here and you guys want to get in contact with them, Daniel and Chris, where can they find you guys on your social media platforms?
We're Battered Herons in our English podcast. And if you want to listen to us in Spanish, Las Garzas CF, we do the Spanish show also. So we are doing
Well, I'll go ahead and finish off since his microphone completely disconnected. So, yeah, just like he said, you can be able to go to Battered Herons on Twitter, and you can be able to go ahead and check us out at Las Garzas CF in Spanish. So we do cover Inter Miami in both languages. I mean, aside from that, we cover a couple other sports as well, basketball, football, and all kinds of good stuff. And then we also have our website, which is batteredfans.com. So you can be able to go ahead and check us out there. We try to have a fun time on our show. We cover the team, but at the same time, we like to give it a little sauce when it comes to getting the show. I think he got his entire computer undestroyed, and I spoke too soon. So there goes Danny, and he destroyed his computer again. So shout out to Danny. I'll send a $5 IOU card so you can get a new computer. You there, buddy?
That's what happens when I start talking shit about Club America.
Yeah, you know.
There you go. It's all the producer in the backstage is working their magic. Alrighty, well, all right, thank you guys so much again. This has been great. Again, best of luck to you guys, and hopefully you guys walk away with no injuries just as much as we do.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Alrighty, then. Thank you guys again. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll be talking all things Club America in regards to the game against Querétaro and also the game against Cholos. So we'll be right back. All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. We are now in our second segment of the episode. And I know for those of you watching this, you're thinking this is another entirely different video. Don't worry. We're going to do everything we can in post-production to kind of unify one in on YouTube just to one video. So I do apologize for that. We're working on a new system. Still trying to figure out how to work some of the bugs. But Dylan, that was fun. It was great hearing perspectives from a different league and from a different team. And so, again, we wish the Inter Miami guys nothing but the best of luck in their season and this game forward. But now let's talk about the league. Let's talk about these youngsters who are making a name for themselves. First of all, your initial reaction to getting those 3 points against Querétaro with the baby squad.
Yeah, you know, obviously the one thing that we really wished for, you know, was 3 points. You know, I think we kind of all, I think the last podcast was talked about, did anybody even predict a win? I think I predicted a draw. I was like, you know, we're gonna scrape by with the point. But you know, I was really excited. You know, I think I was really happy with what I saw. Think obviously a little too nested having a decent game with the squad. But you know, overall, you know, I think we kind of said it best too. You know, a lot of these names can, you know, make a name for themselves. So, you know, we were already looking at a couple of players, you know, when it came to Espinosa, Vasquez, you know, Salas too. And you know, it's really exciting to know that's there, because, you know, this could be, you know, a player that could step up, you know, down the line. Like, God forbid we have an injury, but, you know, if in case that does happen, there's somebody there and we feel like they can do the job whenever we're getting, you know, week 17 or you know, week 15 around there.
No, absolutely. I think you have to look at it from that perspective and congratulate them for putting on a really good performance and kind of maybe shutting a lot of people up in regards to the criticism that everyone had in regards to this America side filling a very young and very inexperienced squad. Now I get it, you know, that the test wasn't the biggest juggernaut in the league against Querétaro, but still, it's against a professional team on the road in an away stadium. And that always has to kind of be an added to whenever you're analyzing these type of games and these type of situations. So yeah, kudos to the kids. And like I kind of had mentioned it earlier in the podcast, they're going to have to go it for round two. And this time with no experienced players other than Rodolfo Cota. You're not going to have Chiquito Sanchez there. You're not going to have Nestor Araujo. It's solely going to be a squad combined of nothing but U23 players and, you know, very veteran goalkeeper. So let's talk in regards to that matchup. Let's talk Tijuana. The time doesn't permit to go into all the details of Querétaro, but I do want to give a proper preview in regards to this game on Thursday. Such a quick turnaround too, Dylan. I mean, good thing these guys are youngsters, because they're gonna have to go running again like crazy on Thursday. The only positive thing is that this game is gonna be a home matchup, so we don't have to worry about traveling or any of that. After the performance that they gave against Querétaro, do you have just that much more confidence in this team to be able to pull up a result against Tijuana? Now, this is going to be a much better test. This is going to be a bigger opponent, and this is going to be a squad and a manager that you would think can definitely give this team a run for their money. How do you think that this America side, or at least Cervantes, approaches this matchup?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, obviously you gain a little more confidence too. And I think, you know, the confidence is at a good level. I'm not saying this over the top, you know, but you're optimistic for this side, you know, to see how well they gel together and everything. I think, you know, whenever you come out of this game, I think you have, obviously, you're not going to have, you know, Nestor or Chiquita there. So, I mean, you're going to change it a little bit of it too. I'm really excited to see if Esteban Lozano gets a start, you know, gets a nod, you know, because he only played about 30 minutes the last game. So I think that's somebody that a lot of people were excited for, especially coming back from his loan spell, because I think technically, besides Cota, I think whenever you look at the squad, Lozano is probably the one that has the most experience. You know, whenever you include that stint that he had on his loan, and so I'm really excited to see what he could do. I feel like this team is gonna come out pretty much playing the same way they did. You know, like I said, a little bit of a test. So I feel like at times there's gonna be some flatness. I feel like at times they might have to chase the game a little bit too. But I think, you know, this optimism is on a good, you know, but cautious level to see how this team comes out.
Yeah, and then Chris is basically saying Diego Cervantes is letting these kids play. Didn't park the bus, just let them go out and play. I expect the same against Tijuana. Which is kind of a really good approach to a game, right? Yeah. Not really hiding or being timid. Just kind of saying, go out there, make a name for yourself. Enjoy the moment. And really just take advantage of it, yeah, to be honest.
And the way I kind of look at it too, and I say this kind of loosely, because I can the way I'm about to say it, I could probably get misconstrued, but like, you know, we said, you know, these kids have things to play for, you know, and potentially having a spot in this team, you know, whether it be later on this season or in the future. But I feel like at the end of the day, you know, these kids are, after this week, are just going to go back, you know, to their U23 league, you know. So I just kind of see it as like, they don't really have nothing to lose in a sense, because, you know, when's the next time they're going to see the pitch with like these first team players, you know? So it's just, I feel like it's just like Chris said, you know, it's going out there, letting loose, having fun, you know, and just proving themselves, you know, to be worthy of wearing that jersey and to be worthy of, you know, getting called up for, you know, a game against, you know, Monterrey or something. I don't know, just throwing out a random team out there. But I feel like this team is, really has a lot going for it right now when it comes to this U23 team, at least.
Absolutely, and I don't think there should be any discouragement from these youngsters, because the calendar is so full of matches for America that you feel like they will have a continuous amount of opportunities. And look, the youngster rule still needs to be kind of fulfilled, and I know that we made a good dent on it in match day one, and we'll make an even bigger dent in match day two, but there's still going to be about 500 plus minutes left. And this time, you don't necessarily need to think about a Dagoberto that has to maybe play most of his minutes, or Miguel Vasquez. Maybe you look at an Isco. Maybe you look at a Patricio Salas. Maybe you look at a Toño Álvarez. You know, these players that are coming in and demonstrating and showcasing that they are capable of playing and going toe-to-toe with these professional players in Liga MX, that, you know, they're worthy of having an opportunity at the first team. And so, look, we talked about the fact that we're getting CONCACAF Champions Cup. Maybe that's going to be a little bit more of a stretch, because we do think that the team is going to fulfill nothing but starters there. Yeah. But if you're going to put all your eggs in one basket and you think, okay, you're going to be focusing on that, then you're probably going to be able to distribute some of these youngsters to have minutes in the league while you're focusing on that as well. And so, again, it's kind of a domino effect here. And if they can continuously showcase that they are capable of doing good, then I see no problem with them featuring in future matches. And I do think that's something that should be echoed to them and be like, hey, this does look like this might be the last game that you guys all get to play together. But you do things right, and there is more games down the road for you guys to feature in. And I do think that's the most important thing that they can take away from all of this, really. But all right, let's jump into what is going to be Thursday matchup against Tijuana. I already mentioned we're going to be at home at El Estadio Ciudad de los Deportes. Dylan, brand new and painted, well, almost fully painted with yellow seats now. I don't know why we're committing to wasting money on, because you know that's coming out of Club America's salary. Yep. You know that we're paying for them to go and paint that, you know?
Yeah, no, and I think you know, and I probably should put it out there for the pod, but I just do not like playing there.
Same.
It's just not fun. Just, it's not the same. But like, again, like, you know, you're staying within, I guess, the city limits of Mexico City, so, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, and you know, we could look forward to a couple of different games, and maybe Puebla. I know another one was Guadalajara. Maybe the other one will be Toluca. We don't know. America's still trying to find different games to play. At least three different games in three different venues as locals. But we'll see. But yeah, not the best of stadiums. The sooner we get out of there, the better. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, for Thursday matchup, it's going to be our home field. So the game's actually going to be at a reasonable time, I guess. It's going to be 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be, I guess, a reasonably good time. Odd that we're playing on a Thursday. But I guess because of the matchup, the scheduling with the whole friendly thing, I think America wanted to maybe still find a way to play match day two and still go to Vegas. And, you know, it turned into this whole ordeal. But, yeah, Thursday, match day two, America versus Tijuana. Tijuana obviously coming in into this one with a loss, right, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're coming off a loss, yeah.
Yeah, so they're coming off a loss. So they're looking for three vital points to kind of kickstart their season. America's looking to find another 3 points against another prolific squad. And, I mean, I wish we could give you a predicted starting 11. Honestly, Dylan, I think it's going to be rinse and repeat with just a couple players filling in the gaps for those starters.
Yeah, no doubt. And like I said, you know, no offense to Salas, but you know, I really hope and wish kind of Lozano gets that spot right there too.
I didn't like Lozano. I didn't like him. He missed a clear opportunity, but I'm not gonna be hasty. I did it with a lot of other players. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna give him one more game. And hey, if he scores a hat trick against Tijuana, then who am I to say anything, right? So, we've all had high hopes for Esteban Lozano.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You know, it's someone that we've been keeping an eye on, who we've seen grow, and now we hope that he can take advantage of these opportunities. Patricio Salado looked very well, and I'm excited to see more of him, whether he starts, whether he comes off the bench. Another promising player. So these youngsters just have to take their opportunity, and simple as that.
Yeah.
But all right. Dylan, I want to talk predictions here and what you think is going to come true. But before that, what is a result here? Let's be honest. Let's get off our high horse, right? Because we're sitting on cloud nine because we're talking about these youngsters came out and scored a goal. And honestly, that game could have gone 2-3-0 for America.
Yeah.
If some of these youngsters were just that much more quicker with their final touch or with that final decision-making, this game could have completely ran away from Querétaro. But we're on cloud nine because of the great game that we saw these youngsters play. I think we have to bring ourselves back down to reality and focus and shift attention to our rival. This is no Querétaro. This is a Tijuana side that had a pretty solid season in comparison to their previous seasons. Last year, they came in and they almost knocked out Cruz Azul from the Liguilla. So they gave us a hard time in the repechaje. I think that, you know, is it out of this world to think that we should all be content with a draw on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that's where we were. We were on that boat last week too when it came to Querétaro. I mean, like, sure, like, did we want the win? Like, yeah. I mean, we never want this team to draw, but you know, given the circumstances, you know, you're hoping, you know, to get the bare minimum, but you got more than that. You got the win and 3 points. I see, you know, this is you know, if this U23 squad walks out, you know, 4 points, you know, I am happily okay with that, because, you know, this the rest of the team is, you know, on the horizon, you know, coming back, you know, hopefully to pick up the steam and, you know, take that momentum this squad has been able to get for the club, you know, and to go forward with it, you know, through the rest of the season. So I think, you know, if we're getting off the high horse, you know, and going back to the same boat we were last week, then I think a draw is okay at this point.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I want to echo. It's not to say that I don't think that this team isn't capable of getting a victory.
Yeah.
Look, the youngsters demonstrated that they're hungry, right? And that's one thing that they can feed into in regards to this matchup. And aside from tactics and everything, it's going to come down to, do you want it that badly? Yes, then go out there and get it. But I don't think that we need to be kind of unrealistic with the expectation and say, you know what, let's hold on. Let's kind of take a step back and analyze this. There's a lot of positives from this game, even if you just get a draw.
Yeah.
I mentioned about the youngster rule, right? You're most likely going to get close to 500 minutes. That's already halfway point, Dylan. The halfway point for the entirety of the whole season. You have to fulfill 1,000 minutes, and if you can get to 500 by the end of this matchup, regardless of what the result is, that's a victory already in a sense. On top of that, if you do get a draw, you're already at 4 points within the first two games, which is something that this team that just became tricampeón wasn't able to do last season, right? We started off against a loss against San Luis, and I think match day two, which I think was against Querétaro, we ended up winning that one. So two games, 3 points. And then this one, if you can get two games, potentially six or 4 points, again, chalk it up as a victory.
Yeah.
The exposure again that these players are going to have, the maturity that's going to help instill in them. Again, boatload of things to kind of be content about. But it's not to say that we want this team to fall flat or not to achieve the 3 points. But I do think we need to kind of temper expectations and say, okay, we understand that this is going to be a tougher matchup. This is going to be a different game against a much more experienced manager. This is a manager that, you know, was in the World Cup, beat Germany. So, you know, it's temper ourselves a little bit. Not to say, again, I sound like a broken record, but it's not to not say that this team isn't capable of, but I want there to be this understanding of what this team is capable of doing and what is maybe not so capable either. Yeah. But with that said, Dylan, what's your prediction for Thursday's matchup?
You know, I still agree with what you say, Ivan, but I'm going out on a limb here. I think this team really defies the expectations, and I think we walk out with a 2-1 win.
2-1 is great. I would absolutely be ecstatic with a 2-1 victory.
I think this team, like you said, it's a tougher opponent. I think this team sees some adversity. And if given the play that they have, you know, and you know the mesh they have together, knowing each other, I think they fight through it and, you know, they pull it out somehow.
I love it. I just want to say Dylan was correct in the prediction for the final. You predicted 2-1 and then you predicted 1-1. So I just want to give you your kudos. I did in last episode completely. Forgot about that. But yeah, 2-1. I'd love it. Absolutely love it if for you to be correct again. You're not the only one that says 2-1. It looks like Chris is also saying 2-1 for America. 2 goals from Isco. That'd be amazing. That'd be great. Another one of those players that absolutely impressed and hopefully can continue to do so against Tijuana. I think it's a player that we all want to see get continuous minutes under Jardine. I'm going to be a little bit of a bummer here. I'm going 1-1. Again, I think I made my case for why it's okay and why maybe we can expect for a result like this. But still, kudos to the youngsters for coming out and putting themselves in the line of fire and being willing to kind of take up this opportunity that you don't necessarily get all the time. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully they can take really good advantage of it. And hopefully they prove me wrong. Hopefully we're talking about a 2-1, heck, maybe even a 4-0 victory. You never know. These things can always happen. It's out of the realm of possibility. Ricardo in the chat saying, I predicted the final two, Ivan, but you're not going to give me credit. Ricardo, until you start giving Guillermo Ochoa credit, then that's when I'm going to start giving you credit. So simple as that. But yeah, that's pretty much what I have in regards to this one. I don't know, Dylan. Anything else to add on?
No, I think that's it. I think really I want to say just trying to look past this game because it's still important. It's the season still, but I think a lot of us are still looking forward to Saturday to see how the squad turns out. What we can expect kind of throughout the season now.
Yeah, and it's kind of going to be a week for Americanistas, right? Or at least a weekend, right? Let's say you start off your weekend on a Thursday, and then you end it off on a Saturday night with more America football. So absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we talked about it in regards to the importance of the game against Inter Miami, the starters, which is even more of a chip for these youngsters, right? Imagine you go out there, you get 6 points. Now you have to force the starters to go out there and showcase the next week too, because then, you know, the questions start pondering of, well, maybe we should continue to give these youngsters the opportunity, you know, if these starters aren't ready and so on and so forth. But yeah, I'm excited for Saturday, and I'm looking forward to Thursday as well. I think it's going to be an interesting game nonetheless.
Yeah, you imagine Alvarez benching Zendejas.
Yeah, that's that would be, yeah, that would be crazy. But I guess anything's up there in the possibility of things happening with, well, I guess we've seen crazier things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We've seen Insurralde play for this club too, so.
Yeah, Insurralde. Who else? Last time I was looking at some players that came through and I was like, wow, I totally forgot about this guy.
Oh, Pedro Arce.
Pedro Arce. Yeah. I mean, just in the time that we've covered this club, it's just, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. But no, looking forward to it. And I guess that's pretty much all I got, Dylan. Yep. And I guess we've taken enough time out of everyone. And we just hope that you guys have enjoyed our Inter-Miami preview and our Tijuana preview as well. And then we'll be back next week to kind of break down both of those games and then get you guys ready for the matchup against Santos as well. So looking forward to all of that. And like I said, you guys can always keep up to date with everything going on in the world of Las Águilas del América if you guys do follow us over on Instagram, Twitter, and hey, TikTok until the 19th, I guess, right? If you guys want to go follow us until that app is no longer feasible in this country, then by all means, we're on there as well. But thank you guys so much, and thank you to all of you guys, the listeners, and to the supporters for following us and for making this an opportunity for us to continue to keep talking all things Club America. Dylan, thank you again for taking the time out, and can't wait to talk more Club America next week.
Yeah, let's do it next week, man.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you guys to everybody that came on to the show. Ricardo, Chris, all of you guys in the chat. Thank you to the guys from the Inter-Miami podcast as well. We'll be back next week to talk all things Club America and more. With that said, you guys have a wonderful time. Take care. And as always, Arriba America. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.